The Holy Gospel for today comes from St. John, the 16th chapter, the 22nd through 33rd verses. This is a continuation of Jesus' farewell address to his disciples. We talked about it last week. The farewell discourse begins at 13, verse 31, and goes all the way to chapter 17. This is the only place where it's recorded that Jesus had these conversations with his disciples, giving them direction and comfort as they were given a picture that there'd be a time where Jesus would go away after his death and resurrection. Jesus said, "So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive it, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." Jesus' disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you will know all things and that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming indeed. It has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Congregation may be seated. We're going to invite the choir forward for their anthem, "Our Awesome God."